Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. Great show for you today for a Wednesday show. Second hour, we're going to talk about papal infallibility. You got questions about papal infallibility? Almost everybody does. And maybe they're more intense in a time of crisis and upset than they usually are. But we got a great, great theologian and apologist on the second hour. Michael Lofton from Reason and Theology is going to be here to talk about papal infallibility. So save up your papal infallibility questions for the second hour. And by the way, that's, of course, whether you're Catholic or not, whether you agree with that doctrine of the church or don't, you're welcome to call with your questions about papal infallibility the second hour. I got to admit, I'm not one of those people who looks forward to Lent. I have some feelings of dread that come up around Lent. But for the last 4 years, I feel better about Lent because I know when Lent is coming, Gary Zimak is coming, and we're going to have our annual Give Up Worry for Lent program, and that's what we are doing this hour. Give Up Worry for Lent. Are you a worrier? You want some help with that? Maybe you have a worrier in the home that you'd like some help with helping that person? 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. Gary Zimak is the best-selling author of Give Up Worry for Lent and a popular speaker and parish mission leader. You can sign up for his daily email reflections or arrange to bring him to your parish by visiting his website, followingthetruth.com. Gary Zimak, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Cy, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you, my friend.
I know it's an actual annual tradition now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's next year it'll be half a decade we've been doing this, and I'm so glad that we do, because worry is a serious problem. And it's not one that God is neutral about.
No, you know, Cy, Jesus was, and by the way, I'm with you about Lent. Lent's tough for me. I don't do Lent very well.
Right.
But I definitely see the benefit. You know, and in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus was very clear when he said specifically, do not worry. You know, because when we worry, we try to take control of our lives over from him.
Yeah.
And that's not going to work as followers of Christ, you know. So This whole Give Up Worry for Lent thing, the book came out in 2019 for the first time, and sales have gone up every year since it first came out. Once again, it's sold out on Amazon. Now, the book is still available. We'll talk about that a little later. But, you know, people are worried, Cy.
Yeah.
And my role as an evangelist is to go out there. I believe this is the role the Lord gave me. And talk to the worriers out there and say, look, Jesus can help you. And I've got a very captive audience, even more so this year than in the past.
Yeah, and one of the it's very sad and for all of us that we miss out on one of the great gifts of being a disciple of Christ, which is peace.
Right.
One of the things that he wants us to have is peace, and we don't have, many of us don't have peace.
Yeah, and as somebody who is an anxious person by nature, my job is to let people know that you can have that peace, even though you still may be anxious by nature, even though I still tend to catastrophize very quickly. I now know to do what the apostles did in the boat when Jesus was asleep and the storm was threatening to sink the boat. I wake him up now, Cy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where I get my peace. But I still have the tendency to be anxious. So I understand the mind of a worrier because I am a worrier at heart.
888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. This is the thing that you do, Gary. Like, there's, you know, we can at different times in our life we need psychological help or counseling or psychiatric help, and all
Correct.
Of that is fine. But but you always refer to the Bible verses. With you, I think you have a million Bible verses about trusting in God and not worrying.
Yeah, and you know what, Cy, I mean, I was never somebody who was familiar with the Bible, even though I'm a cradle Catholic. The Bible was always intimidating to me, but that's why I've been, for the past 10 years now, extracting these verses, especially directed to people like me who worry, so that they're in my books. People can see these verses, and Give Up Worry for Lent contains a Bible verse each day. My daily email reflection, I call it Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. This is free of charge. I started this when the pandemic started. People are responding to this. I got thousands of people on my daily email list for Bible verses, for reflections, for, you know, that help that they need. So people are responding.
Again, you can find all of Gary's stuff at followthetruth.com. You can call us right now and talk with Gary, 888-318-7884. The book is called Give Up Worry for Lent. The year that it came out, we had Gary on and realized this is something. I mean, we've done it for Advent. We've done it at other times of the years, but we always do it before Lent because Lent is a wonderful time to, it's a time of penance. It's a time of preparation. A wonderful time of grace is to work on trusting God. And that's the key, isn't it, Gary, trusting God?
It really is. And Si, really quick, the website is followingthetruth.com, follow the truth.
Oh, I apologize.
Sorry.
It's probably some horrible person, too. I just sent people to.
I was worried.
Were you worried?
Sending people to the wrong website.
Don't worry, Gary. It's going to be all right. Don't worry.
But you know, these verses are important, and I forgot the original question you asked me because I was so busy.
Trusting God. That being the key,
It's a control issue. With me, it really is. And the Lord doesn't want us to try to control the uncontrollable. And that's what worry amounts to. It's an attempt to control the uncontrollable. You know, we're still supposed to do what we can, but the Lord wants us to trust Him with the stuff that He's supposed to do. And you know, during Lent, this is a great time to rid ourselves of this attachment to worry, because you know why? It feels good. You know, nobody wants to admit that, but when we worry, we fool ourselves into thinking that we're in control, but that we're not, as we all know now, courtesy of the pandemic.
Yeah, right.
But we like to fool ourselves. And I'll tell you what, I would never go back now that I've really surrendered my life, and I do it every day, to the Lord. Things are a lot better for me. I'm a lot more peaceful than I ever was.
888-318-7884. I do think that that peace that Gary talks about is the peace that the Lord wills for each and every one of us. And sometimes we have not because we ask not. And learning to give up worry for Lent is a very, I mean, lots of people have gone through the book. I've told you this many times. My wife, I think, did it the first year that it came out and then the second year that it came out. And I can't remember last year. I don't remember, but maybe doing it again this year. That's okay too. I mean, these are lessons you have to learn over and over again. But maybe tell a little bit of your story, because it's interesting to me that it often is the case that the part of ourselves that we don't like or that we see as our weakest is the part where the Lord uses us. And I think that's so obvious in your case, that you had this affliction of worry, and now you're like the apostle to the worried.
Yeah, and I'm really proud to be able to do what I do. I'm so thankful the Lord has chosen me. Si, as I mentioned, I go back a long time as a worrier. I started maybe when I was about 6 or 7 years old, worrying about my parents dying, worried about school, worried about all kinds of things that weren't based in reality. And along the way, I ran into stomach issues. I had heart palpitations. I was in the emergency room with panic attacks on multiple occasions. All of these manifestations of my tendency to worry about my problems. And, you know, I'm embarrassed to admit, as a cradle Catholic, as somebody who went through 12 years of Catholic school, I never really made the connection that maybe Jesus could help me. That happened in a big way. You know, that happened in a big way 1 year. 2004 was the big conversion in my life when I had what I would call a pretty serious health crisis. It ended up being nothing, but the doctors were mystified. What was wrong with me? I finally turned to the Lord and started asking Him to help me because I thought I was dying. And even though there was no resolution for several months, I was feeling peace. I made the connection. Hey, this Jesus, He's for real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. He wasn't real to me for all those years. Once He became real, it's like, whoa. And then I just started praying. And for 3 years, I prayed. My wife and I prayed. I was in the software industry. We prayed, let Gary work for you, Lord, full time. And what happened was in 2012, I got laid off. Not exactly the way I pictured it, but that launched my career into full-time ministry. And here we are 10 years later. My 12th book will be coming out soon. Radio, TV. I'm getting to talk to Si Kellett.
I know.
On Catholic Answers Live.
Can you beat that, Gary?
No,
really?
I don't know. I'm still trying, brother. It's not easy. But he's been so good to me, and he's using me, and I'm honest. I tell people I'm weak, but the Lord can help me. He can help you too.
Amen. The number's 888-318-7884. A couple lines still open, and I am going to go back to the phones in just a second here. But I want people to know, when we have Gary on, it sometimes happens that crates of these books go out. So I want you to get your copy. So here's how to get it. And this is a place where you definitely will get it wherever else you might try to look online. AveMariaPress.com. AveMariaPress.com. Because Gary's on the show with us today, they've got a promo code for you. You get 20% off on the book. Get one for yourself and for whoever else you want to help give up worry for Lent. Maybe your prayer group wants to go through give up worry for Lent together. You just put in ZIMAK20. That's ZIMAK20 and get 20% off right now at AveMariaPress.com. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back with calls on giving up worry for Lent with Gary Zimak on Catholic Answers Live.
Hang on. Catholic Answers Live will return in a moment.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
The most original and exclusive Catholic content is on EWTN Radio.
It is a tremendous privilege to be able to speak to so many of you and to know that so many of you are listening to The Answers, which we want to give you so that you can know the truth of Jesus and come to love Him more.
EWTN Open Line Wednesday with Father Mitch Pacwa, tonight, 10 Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. The Lord loves us. I mean, that's the thing. When we approach Lent, sometimes I think we think of what am I going to do for the Lord? And He wants us to think that way and to do things for Him and for the poor and for our families and all of that. But He also has many gifts. You know, like the Book of Ephesians tells us, He gave gifts to men, and one of the gifts is freeing us from worry, giving us that peace that surpasses understanding. And this is something that Gary Zimak discovered himself, and then he wrote the book, Give Up Worry for Lent. It's kind of like a devotional book, Gary. I'm trying to think of how to describe it, but it's a daily Bible meditation and then a reflection from you.
Yeah, and a prayer, very quick. It takes a couple of minutes each day, and we start it on Ash Wednesday, and it goes right through Easter Sunday. The hope is that by leading the readers through this, you know, this process, after Easter is over, then it'll be more of a habit, and they can move into my next book, which is Give Up Worry for Good. That's the sequel.
Right. So,
I just keep writing them, man.
just give up that worry. And that's the, I do think something about the 40 days, it is. There's a supernatural something to the number 40, but there's also God working with our nature. And if we do something for 40 days, it does tend to embed within us. I'm going to give out the information again on where you can get it and where you can contact Gary. Then I'm going right to the phones. But we really want you to have this book, Give Up Worry for Lent. It's 20% off right now at AveMariaPress.com. When you go over there, just put in the promo code ZIMAK, Z-I-M-A-K, 20. And you'll get free shipping and you'll get 20% off. Order as many as you want. And if you just want to know more about Gary and what he does, if you maybe want to book him as a speaker, followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. And I'm going to head to the phone. Gary, that all right with you?
Let's do it.
All right, let's start with Yasmin in South Bend, Indiana, listening on Redeemer Radio. Yasmin, thank you for starting us off. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Okay, Gary. So I struggle a lot with bipolar depression and severe anxiety and panic disorder. And for years, I've always worried about the end of the world and the end times. Mm. And now with all of this stuff going on with Russia, I'm sorry, it makes me emotional now, with Russia and Ukraine, it's really scary for me. And it's very sad. It's heartbreaking. And you know, I think about Matthew chapter 24 and where it says, you know, and there will be war and rumors of war and nations will rise against nation. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm seeing all this unfold. And I'm so worried. I'm so scared. I can't work. I can't be a mother. I can't be a wife. It's like I can't live. I can't still my mind and my soul. and it's almost, it kind of makes me like angry and frustrated. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, how can I kind of prioritize, you know, my duties as a Catholic woman, a wife, and separate, you know, those duties from my worries of the world and, you know, trying to understand it. How can I separate that so I'm not so worried, so I'm not so anxious, so I'm not suffering and, you know, bringing my family down with me, I feel.
First, I want to say that's an excellent question, and I totally get where you're coming from. One thing before I say this is that I think Cy touched on this. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm speaking as an evangelist here. And you know, so sometimes professional help is necessary in order to get this in order. I've worked with a lot of Catholic therapists and psychiatrists who really approve of my work and who have given out my books, but they always tell me, like, if this still doesn't work, sometimes professional help is needed. In terms of what's going on with Russia, I'm really glad you brought that up because there are so many things in life that are beyond our control. Now, with a case like that, for the most part, it's not in our control. However, what I would say is what we do have in our control, under our control with that or with any of these other major world problems or problems in the nation, is we can pray. That's one thing I can do that nobody can take away from me. When I pray, I'm not worrying. I might be anxious, I might be afraid, but Jesus commanded us not to worry. He didn't say that we can necessarily eliminate all the anxiety from our lives. So that's the important distinction. What I would say is, and I do this all the time, I ask myself, is there anything I can do about this? If there is, and there's always prayer, but a lot of times, sometimes there is nothing else I can do. Then my job is done, and then the Lord wants me to trust him. And, you know, that doesn't mean you won't be afraid. Over time, I found your fear decreases. But you do what you can. Do your best and let God do the rest. And realize that even though it doesn't seem like it, he's in control. He is totally in control of this world.
Yasmin?
Yes.
Did that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless you, Jasmine.
Sure.
Thank you for the call.
God bless you, too.
Oh, yeah, God bless you. And Cy, one last thing. I tell myself that at the beginning of my prayers. I say, Lord, I know you're in control. I know you see me. I know you can hear me. I know you're more powerful than any problem that I can face. He knows that, but I tend to forget it. So that self-talk is important.
Yeah, I really like that, Gary. Yasmin, thank you so much for the call. But I really like that what you just said, we've talked so many times. I don't know if I've heard you say it quite that way, but is there anything else I can do? If there's nothing else I can do, my job is done. It's in the hands of the Lord. I'll move on, however I might feel about it, move on to something else.
Yeah, and that does work. And what we need to remember is we can't manufacture peace. Peace is a supernatural gift that comes to us from Jesus, you know, and that's where the peace comes from.
Yeah.
I can't make myself feel at peace. I can make myself not worry if I open up my Bible, if I pray, if I go to Eucharistic adoration, if I go to daily mass. I'm not worrying when I'm doing those things. I might be afraid, but I'm turning to the Lord. I'm doing something proactive about my problems.
Let's again, thank you so much, Yasmin. Let's go to Eric in St. Paul, Minnesota, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Eric, go ahead with your question for our guest, Gary Zimak.
Hi. Thank you. First of all, he said, you know, worry is because we think we're in control. I think worry is because we think we're not in control. But the question I have is, you know, the worries I think that we really should concern ourselves with are like relationships and finances, things that we have can do something about, maybe even healings to a point. But here's my question is, okay, we say we trust in God and we believe he's going to help in this situation. We really do think we believe it, but then we worry. So my question is, does that kind of worrying negate trust, or does it negate trust somewhat? Because we're still worrying.
Yeah.
Good question, Eric. The short answer is yes. The short answer is yes. But I do want to clarify something you said. what I had said earlier was that we worry because we want to be in control, even though we're not. And that's, we want to gain that control back. And that's a tendency. I want to control the situation. The thing with trust is sometimes we think of trust as a feeling. Trust isn't a feeling. Trust is a conscious decision. One of my favorite prayers is on the bottom of the Divine Mercy image. Jesus, I trust in you. I can choose to pray that prayer even though I am scared to death, even though I think there is no way this situation can work out. I can choose to say, Jesus, I trust in you. I do it all the time. And do I feel that trust? No, not always. But the more I do that, the more my confidence in him grows. But that, you know, that's a conscious choice. If I am worrying, if I am basically saying to myself, having a conversation with myself about things that are beyond my control, that does negate at that point my trust in God, because I'm saying to him unintentionally, I don't trust you, Lord. You're going to put me through something that is too much for me, or you can't handle this. And listen, I'm guilty of this all the time. It's a tough lesson, but you know, that's why Jesus said, do not worry. Trust me that I'll take care of you.
888-318-7884. I mean, the apostles were right there with him, and it took them forever to learn to trust him. So
yeah.
I feel like we should get at least a little bit of leeway on this. I mean, I'm going to take at least as long as the apostles took. All right. Like if they had you right there in the boat with them, I'm going to take at least as long as they took. You can get in touch with Gary at followingthetruth.com. He's really packed for his Lenten speaking, and Lenten speaking is Gary is something when folks like to have come and talk, because he does this give up worry for Lent talk. But if you want to schedule him for 2023, I know that seems to some people like that's way out early. It's not for Gary. So if your parish would like to have Gary in 2023, go to followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. And once again, I know there are people going, I want to do this. This is going to be my thing for Lent. And if you want to do give up worry for Lent, go to avemariapress.com. They'll give you a 20% discount on the book if you put in the promo code ZIMAK, Z-I-M-A-K 20, and they'll give you free shipping. But I think you got to do that today, right? Is that for today's orders, Gary?
Yeah, or
is that...
what's happening, it's kind of amazing, Si, because this book is so hard to get. The people at Ave Maria, they're so good. We've got everybody on the staff there, people from all the different departments. Because you and I always do so well when we talk about this book on the show, they're going to go down to the warehouse to make sure these books get shipped out, which is, I think, is incredible.
That is wonderful,
but
yeah.
In order to guarantee shipping before Ash Wednesday, orders have to be in by Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, great. And then you can start on Ash Wednesday. Just go to avemariapress.com, put in that promo code ZIMAK20, and get 20% off and get your copy of Give Up Worry for Lent. And do it. Give Up Worry for Lent. Let's go back to the phones. Let's see who we got here. We're going to Tracy right here in El Cajon, California. That's where we are, in El Cajon, California, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Tracy, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
I'm trying to figure out how to phrase it exactly, but
okay.
My family has like been going through a bunch of stuff right now, and I feel like I have two very little kids, and I feel like I have to, like, I'm constantly like, I have worrying about their well-being and their, you know, safety and whatever, and like I'm putting myself in between them and whatever's going on. And I know that that's like, that's a mom thing, but like, how do you figure out the difference between like what is appropriate level of worry and protection, and what is like where the like, okay, I'm going to let you take this.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Well, if you're standing next to a busy street, that's not the time. That's on the other side of the line. I know that. I don't have to turn that one over to Gary. But Gary, that's a great question, though. And parents, we struggle with that all the time. What
that
do I turn over?
That hits close to home, Si and Tracy. That really does. You know what, Si? I'm going to ask you to turn the microphone off, because, Tracy, I got to tell you, I don't want anybody to hear this, but I struggle with the same thing. My weakness is my family. But here's what I found that – and I heard this years ago, and I really like this. I heard that, and this is a great statement, God loves your kids more than you do. I mean, that's hard to believe, but he loves them. He wants what's best for them even more than we do. As much as we think we do, we don't get it sometimes as much as God does. It's difficult, but sometimes, and I find that prayer really helps with this. The Holy Spirit helps. Sometimes you just got to bring it to prayer and say, what should I do? Should I do this? Should I get involved? Should I back off? And sometimes, as hard as it is for me, my kids are grown, but it's still tough to back off sometimes and not try to fix everything for them. But sometimes that's really the best thing, because the Lord brings us all along. You know, it's hard to think of this with your kids. He increases or he gives us our faith, the ability to grow in the middle of the storms. That's why he sends the storms and the troubles in our lives, so that we're going to learn to turn to him. Sometimes they have to go through things. And I think if you just pray about it, use some common sense, you'll pretty much know when you shouldn't get involved or, you know, when you should back off.
And there's the music. So we have to take a break. Tracy, thanks very much for the call. Congratulations on the two kids. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Give Up Worry for Lent. It's a book. It's a program. It's a guy, Gary Zimak. Right back with him after this. Most of us Catholic parents agree our number one goal in life is to pass on the faith to our children. But here's the bad news. Today's world has a million ways to steal your kid's soul. Don't be afraid, says Father Sebastian Walsh. God loves your children even more than you do, and he desires their salvation more than anything. In his groundbreaking new book, Always a Catholic, Father Walsh shows you how to cooperate with God to bring about the fulfillment of his will for your kids. Always a Catholic reminds us that keeping our kids in the faith is about the way we live our Catholicism in our own lives and as a family from day to day. Order your copy of Always a Catholic by visiting shop.catholic.com today or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did you know you can access Catholic Answers Live right from your phone or other mobile device? Download the Catholic Answers Live app today. It's free, and you'll have instant access to our daily broadcast, the schedule of upcoming shows, and you'll even be able to search the archive and listen to thousands of past shows. The Catholic Answers Live app, available now on iOS and Android.
Have you enrolled in the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics? Let me ask you a more important question. Do you believe as a Catholic that you have an obligation to share the Catholic faith? In fact, the Church has answered this question, and the answer is that all confirmed Catholics are obliged to share the faith. It's actually in canon law. Catholic Answers is here to help you fulfill that obligation. Our School of Apologetics courses will equip you to help all the people you come in contact with understand what the Church teaches and why. A great place to start is with all the Catholics in your life. Learn the art of apologetics from the best of the best and start sharing the gospel today. Visit schoolofapologetics.com. That's schoolofapologetics.com.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Hey, you can get a daily reflection from Gary. Gary was telling you about how he starts his day each day surrendering his life to the Lord and how much that means growing in peace. And certainly that is the recipe for growing in peace. And you can sign up for the daily messages from Gary. Also, that's also, you go to followingthetruth.com, right, Gary?
And just supply your email address free of charge. And that's really been very fruitful for me, Cy. People are really into this idea of the daily communication. And we're going to be going through Give Up Worry for Lent together. I'll just be highlighting every day something that's not in the book, kind of supplementing things so we can go through the program together, you know?
Wonderful. Yeah. So just followingthetruth.com is where you go for all of that. But if this is something that you're ready to allow the Lord to work in your life, that's what Gary does. And go ahead and sign up for that daily message, followingthetruth.com. Our number here is 888-318-7884. We now go to Calvin in Oregon, watching on YouTube. Calvin, you there with us?
I'm right here. How are you guys doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Hey, Calvin.
Great. Well, here's a question that I've had. It's always kind of bothered me for a while. You know how they always say us Catholics, if we're Catholic, we're full of guilt.
Yes.
Catholics are full of guilt. They always say that. We're full of guilt. I was Assembly of God at one time before I became Catholic. I'll be going on 41 years of being Catholic in June.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah. Well, if you want to feel guilt, go to an Assembly of God church and tell them you went to a movie. tell them you went to a rock concert.
So you don't think that the stereotype is true.
I went from that to having a priest who would actually go to rock concerts with me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Where does that come from? Why are we?
You got me, Calvin.
I've
heard it too, and I really think that I've always had what I think you would call a guilty conscience, but I think that's a good thing, because I think that nudging of the Holy Spirit, reminding me that, hey, Gary, maybe you shouldn't have said that. Maybe you should have done something. I think that's a good thing, but I've heard the stereotype. I don't know where it originates from, but I think there are worse things than having a well-formed conscience,
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking about becoming Assemblies of God, and you've ruined that for me, Calvin. Because I like movies. Well, I don't know.
Can I say one thing about this?
Yeah. Oh, wait, hang on. Calvin. Gary, go ahead. You were going to say.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit's just giving me a thought. But one of the things is a lot of anxiety and worry comes about from past sins, maybe things that we did in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And we just can't forgive ourselves. Sacrament of confession is beautiful for that. And, during Lent, now's the time. If somebody hasn't been to confession in a while, get rid of that guilt. Wipe the slate clean, and then there won't be any more worries about what we may have done in the past. Just a thought that came to me.
Calvin?
Yes, I agree totally. That's what I know I have a place to go. I don't have to be feeling guilty.
Right.
I can go and take care of it by going to confession.
That's right.
That's
and
right.
And then it's done.
Amen, brother. Amen. Well, God bless you. 41 years in the Catholic Church. I started as an infant, and I'm only ahead of you by 16 years. So we're close. You're never going to catch up to me, though. Well, maybe you will. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how that works. 888-318-7884, the number here, 888-31-TRUTH. We're talking with Gary Zimak. We do this every year before Lent. Sometimes we do it before Advent. Sometimes we do it in the summer, because I just think Gary's ministry is one of the most important ministries I am aware of. Because just think about the real world, the way the world really is. What do most people face? They face a kind of anxiety and anguish alone, and freeing people from that is one of the key works of charity, and Jesus has given us that work to do, and Gary is doing it beautifully. So if you got some worries and you want to talk about giving up worry for Lent, giving up worry for good, Gary Zimak is your man, and you can call 888-318-7884. You can go online and get the book at AveMariaPress.com right now. They're standing by to take your order. And if you use the promo code ZIMAC20, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping. Mary in Georgia, listening on the iHeart Radio app. We're glad you're here, Mary. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I know, Protestants have phrases for anything, and one of them is make your misery your ministry.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I think that's what he did with you. He made your misery your ministry. So I had a question about our children. Like, how can we as parents help our children who are worriers? And just on a side note, do you think that worrying is something that we learn? Like, is it a conditioned state?
Because
we don't want our kids to worry, and it's like grueling to see them worry so much. And then you sit there and wonder, why? Was that my fault?
It's not the mother's fault, Mary.
No.
Freud always said it's the mother's fault. Freud was wrong. It's not mom's fault. But what do you do for kids who have what? I mean, you're in your ministry. You must get this question, Gary. The children are anxious. The children are worried. What do I do?
I get it in my own home, Mary. That's a great question. And I've had to set that example for my children who have struggled with anxiety. I think the best thing to do is to live this trust in Jesus, to let them know that that he loves us. He's in charge. And, you know, to pray with them. And I do that. My wife and I do that with my kids. And leading by example is very, very powerful. My parents didn't do that. They were good people. They went to church, but they worried a lot. And God was not real enough to them. And I think that's the problem for many of us. When we get that bad medical report, when we look at the bank account, when we get some bad news, at that moment, that in-your-face problem is more real than God is. We got to flip things around. And that's why the Bible is so important. That's why trying to receive the Eucharist as much as you can is important, because the more you encounter the Lord, the more you come in touch with his truth, with his presence, the more infused you are with the grace that you need to be able to live that life and to be able to have this confidence that I don't know how this is going to turn out, but God is in charge. And that's what I try to do with my kids, and always, you know, pray with them. Pray, you know,
yeah,
and let them know you believe that he's in control. And it's tough though.
Can I tell you a little story about that, Gary, about my own mother?
Sure.
Because I've always thought this was such a gift that my mother gave me, and it wasn't too long ago, but some years ago, she's in the hospital with I cannot remember if it was heart attack or because she's had several things, but it was a very serious thing she went to the hospital with. Everyone's worried, and I go to the hospital to visit her, and I didn't know what I was going to find, what kind of state she's going to be in. And the first thing she says to me is, "Tell them all, don't worry about me. I'm one way or another, I'm getting out of this hospital. I'm either going back to the house or I'm going home." And that's how she, and I thought, what a great gift for a mother to give. Don't worry. There's nothing here to worry about. So I just want to say that because I really appreciate that my mom did that. But you, I think you're right that we have to model this as parents. And if we didn't do it, and this is the thing that I was, I didn't do a great job when they were little. Well, now they're adults and I try to do it for them as adults, you know, tell them, I'm turning that over to Jesus. I'm not worried about it. Mary, any of that ring true with you?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Wait, did we lose Mary? I'm not sure what happened there. All right.
And you know what, Si? Sometimes you kind of fake it till you make it, as the old saying goes. Sometimes you don't feel it, but you believe it. That's what faith is. I don't always feel the Lord's presence. I don't always feel that he's going to come through. But up here in my mind, I know it through faith that he's in charge and that whatever happens is what's best. My stomach doesn't always know it, but my head does.
Again, 888-318-7884, the number 888-318-7884. Hey, it's obvious crisis in the Catholic Church, and we want to help you with it. There's lots of Catholics who don't know about Christ, his real presence in the Eucharist, so we have a free ebook for you, What the Early Church Believed About the Real Presence. Visit shop.catholic.com right now. Claim your copy. It's free. What the Early Church Believed About the Real Presence at shop.catholic.com.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
The most original Catholic content is on EWTN Radio.
What have you always wanted to know about the Vatican? Well, I'm your Vatican Insider, and I answer that question when I bring you the news about the Pope, Vatican City, and I share insights and stories from a broad spectrum of church ministries.
Vatican Insider with Joan Lewis, Saturday night, 9 Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Gary Zimak is here. We usually get to talk with Gary a few times a year. I don't know. It seems like it's been a while, though, Gary.
It does. Why is that, Cy? Did you lose my number?
Almost. Oh, okay. I didn't know was going to happen on the air, but
Yeah, now that you bring it up.
Yeah, this is a serious failing on my part. I constantly lose track of when's the last time we had so-and-so on? When's the last time we had so-and-so on? And so some of my favorite people, I'll go, oh my gosh, it's been a year since we had that person on. So I apologize for that, Gary. That is one of mine.
No, just kidding with you, man.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, I hope it was funny because you're not going to be on for another year. 888-318-7884, the number. Give Up Worry for Lent. That's Gary's book among many books. 11 books you said you got now, Gary?
Yeah, 12th one's coming out soon. Hey, there's going to be a new one coming out after Lent. Guess what it's called? Let Go of Your Fear.
Oh.
It's a detailed look at the two storms at sea in the gospel. And I've been wanting to write this book for a long time.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah, that's coming soon.
Give Up Worry for Lent. If you decide, you know what, I'm going to try that this Lent. I'm going to try turning it over to Jesus and give up worry. You can get the book. You can just read it each morning, each evening, whenever you do your Lenten reflections. And in 40 days, you'll see a tremendous difference. Let's go to Kevin now in Rochester, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Kevin, we're so glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Kevin.
Thank you for taking my question. I'd like to give up Lent right now. I can't wait until Lent.
Oh, you can't wait till Lent?
I can't wait to give up worry now.
Okay. Good for you. Good for you.
So I was diagnosed last year with cancer and have been dealing with that and a recurrence since then. And I'm just kind of going by day. And
I'm sorry.
Frustrated over my seeming lack of faith and lack of trust. It's like, you know, I do believe, but help my unbelief.
Yeah.
And so I'm going through my days and worrying about, you know, a time I might miss with my family and my wife and watching my kids grow up. But at the same time, all that worrying I'm doing in the present, it seems like I'm letting that time slip away right now. I don't know if you had any.
I see what you're saying,
for me, Gary.
Right? Because you're preoccupied.
Yeah. Right.
Kevin, first of all, thank you for calling. Here's the first thing I want to say. I'm going to be praying for you, brother, and I know Cy is, and everybody at Catholic Answers, and I know everybody listening would be happy to pray for you. Jesus can absolutely heal you. We don't know when, we don't know how, but he can heal you. I mean, that can happen. Your problem can be taken away. But, you know, in terms of the worry, and I'm going to pray for your complete healing, and we'll leave the details up to the Lord. But in terms of beating yourself up for wasting time or giving into anxiety over this, what I would do is say, first of all, don't feel that pressure, because if you look at Jesus on the night before he died, in his agony in the garden, he really struggled with this, and in his humanity, he struggled with his impending suffering and death. And he said a prayer that we should all remember: "Father, take this away from me, but your will be done." So it's perfectly acceptable to say, "Take it away," and to at the same time to yield to the Lord's will. It's normal to fear death. It's normal to fear illness. It's normal to fear pain and suffering. That's a normal human weakness that we all go through. What's more important is the fact that you desire to overcome this, that you desire to show your faith, that you want to show the Lord you trust him. He wants your will. And by you having that desire, that's exactly what you're doing. So you pray about it. You keep turning to him. You keep saying, "Lord, help me." And when you fall down, don't beat yourself up, because we all do it, and that's totally acceptable, but because we're human.
Kevin, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, just I feel like sometimes I've been going to daily mass, and I feel like I'm, you know, just like, you know, dragging myself there, and it's almost, you know, I look for some consolation at times, you know, during mass, but at times it's almost going there, it's almost, I've got this woe is me attitude, and I just want to get rid of that. I want to get rid of that and be stronger, and again, have my faith be increased.
You know, Kevin, you're going to daily mass. That is making the Lord so happy. You are pleasing him. You're going even though you don't feel like it. What a great sacrifice. What an act of love. And, you know, ask him to take that the woe is me attitude away. He may do it. He may take a while. But the fact that you're going through that, you're doing it, that's faith, brother. That's faith. You're exercising your faith. Sometimes when you are exercising your faith, it doesn't always feel good.
No.
You know, right?
So you don't feel
it. I'm proud of you, man.
But yeah. Obviously, the you have a powerful faith because your faith is an act of the will. And the will is getting up and going to Mass every morning. So sometimes we don't recognize that we have the thing because it can't be that simple just to will to be in contact with Jesus. That's faith. Yes. In fact, that is faith.
I'd
like to send him a copy of Father's book because he said he's going to give up worry for Lent for Lent. But Father's book, The Secrets from Heaven book, the one on the parables and conversations of Jesus. I think that would be, Kevin, hang on. We'll send it to you if you'd like it. I think that it's just such a beautiful long book length meditation on just the things people said in his conversations with people. And it's beautiful. So we'd love you to have it. Where am I going now? I don't remember. I'm Kevin, again, thank you for the call. Let's go to Tom in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on KVSS Spirit Catholic Radio. Tom, go ahead with your question for Gary. For Gary Zimak.
Very much. Thank you very much. I don't have worry about the major things. Those I can give to the Lord, no problem, just whatever. But it's the little daily things that if I don't worry about them, I won't do them or I won't take care of them. They'll just, you know, slip away. So advice, please. What do you say?
So are you saying that the worry is keeping you from being a couch potato? Because if you weren't worried about these things, you'd just sit there and do nothing?
Well, no, I probably wouldn't sit there and do nothing, but I'd do something I'd rather do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
You know.
Yeah, but the snow wouldn't get shoveled, in other words.
Right. All right. Exactly. I don't worry about it's the major things do not worry me. It's the little things when I worry about, you know, like, oh, I got to get the car serviced or something. If it didn't worry me, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Gary?
Oh, man, where do I start? Tom, I can so relate to that. It's these so-called little things like getting my taxes done, like getting my car serviced. Oh, those things. Sometimes they just drive me crazy. Well, a couple of things about that. Number one, we want to differentiate between worry and concern. Concern's a good thing. But we don't want that concern over the things that have to get done to just snowball so that we have this endless conversation with ourselves called worry. I found, and I'm going to credit my wife Eileen with this. I think she's listening in the car right now. She always has this philosophy because I tend to get overwhelmed when I have too much on my to-do list. She would always tell me, and she still does, just do one thing. You'll feel better if you do one thing. So, you know, we can only do one thing at a time. Pick out that one thing, start with that one thing, and then when that's done, go on to the second. You know, it's such a simple piece of advice, but it really helps me.
But that definition you gave Tom of worry, could you say that an endless conversation with ourselves?
Worry is a conversation with ourselves about things we can't change. And I also heard the flip side of that is prayer is a conversation with God about things that he can change. So, you know, you got those two things. I can't fix a lot of these things. But I think the things Tom is talking about, they're within his control a lot of times. It's just a matter of the list can be so long. I got to cut the lawn. I got to wash the car. I got to do so many things. And, you know, do one and then it gets a little better. But I'm the same way. I get overwhelmed when my list is too long.
Tom, I'm going to say thanks and keep moving because I just looked at the clock and we got a lot of callers on to do in just a few minutes. But thanks. I hope that was helpful to you. Give Up Worry for Lent. That's Gary Zimak's book. It's available right now at AveMariaPress.com. If you order it there tomorrow, it'll get to you by Ash Wednesday. And you can spend the 40 days of Lent giving up worry. Give Up Worry for Lent. AveMariaPress.com. Use the promo code ZIMAK, Z-I-M-A-K 20, and you'll get 20% off and free shipping. Let's go to Dave in Phoenix, Arizona, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Dave, glad to have you. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Yeah, I just had a question about that sort of the concern, trust and to worry as far as, you know, your worry if you can kick back and do nothing and just say everything is in God's hands and I'll just kick back and let things happen versus getting involved in doing stuff. But where's that line drawn? And or worry about not doing enough to build God's kingdom.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It did to me. Right. Gary, make sense to you?
Yeah, that's challenging sometimes, Dave. But here's my philosophy about that. I always ask myself a question when faced with a potential anxiety-producing situation. Is there anything I can do about this? If there is, then I do it. If not, then I just bring it to the Lord because obviously he wants me to trust him. Sometimes that changes each day. So I might not be able to do something about my particular area of concern today, but I pray about it again tomorrow because that might change. He might give me something that I can do. But it's a matter of trying to determine, is there anything I can do to fix this, to make it go away? Well, then do it. And then in the meantime, if you can't, you can always pray and say, Lord, please help this situation. You know, but that takes, it's hard to find that line sometimes.
Yeah, but like it's like the parents who have called, like you wouldn't want to be the kind of to be parenting in a way it's like I don't care what happens to the kids.
No.
But you don't want to be parenting in a way where you're overwhelmed with anxiety about the kids.
You know, that's why that personal relationship with Jesus is so important. I got to talk to him every day. And, you know, I found that one of the most effective times to ask for advice is right after I've received Holy Communion or when I'm sitting in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Because I have gotten so many answers so quickly when I brought things to him like that. But it's a daily. He wants us to turn to him every day and say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. What should I do? Should I do anything? And that's how he develops his relationship with us. You know, he knows that we need him and he wants us to turn to him. And if there's something that I can do, I do it. If not, okay, Lord, this one's in your hands.
Dave, as I said before, I want to try to get to everybody before we have to go. So I'm going to leave it there. God bless you and thank you for that call and the question. Adam in South Lebanon, Ohio, on Sacred Heart Radio. You're going to have to be a little bit quick, Adam, if we're going to get you an answer.
Sure. Just cut it to the chase. I would like to know how in the world do we balance the anxiety and worrying and then the other extreme. Well, I'm just shutting down because I'm so overwhelmed. And by the way, I don't really give a darn about your situation when I really should be giving a darn.
Yeah,
I just get so angry and just shut down like a nuclear reactor.
Again, Adam, that's a great question, and that comes down to that balance and that constant communication with the Lord. And you know, I'm guilty of this sometimes. I don't always do this as well as I should, but just to turn to him and say, Lord, you know, is there something I can do about this? Do you want me to do something? And I always use the approach with him that, okay, Lord, I'm really dense. You have to be very obvious with me because I'm going to miss what you're saying. Of course, he already knows that because he created me. But, you know, and he'll let you know, because wouldn't that be mean of him if he wanted you to do something but wouldn't tell you? You know, he knows who he's dealing with. And if there's something you're supposed to do, he's going to tell you. But the tricky thing is for me and probably for you, Adam, is we got to back away sometimes and give up that control and say, Lord, this one's in your hands.
Adam, I'm going to leave it there. I think there's so much more we could talk about there. I hope maybe you'll get Gary's book, Give Up Worry for Lent or Give Up Worry for Good. But we are just about out of time with Gary Zimak, and I want to encourage folks. As I've said before, my wife found this very helpful as a Lenten practice. It might be in addition to other things that you do for Lent. Maybe this is the primary thing that you'll do this Lent. But I want to let you know again where you can get in touch with Gary and get the book if you want to Give Up Worry for Lent. Just go to AveMariaPress.com. Put in the promo code ZIMAC20 when you check out, and you'll get 20% off. And if you order today or tomorrow, they'll get it to you by Ash Wednesday. And you can each morning or each evening or middle of the day or whenever you do your devotions, just read what Gary has there and meditate upon it. And 40 days, give up worry for Lent. AveMariaPress.com. If you'd like to get the daily reflections from Gary Zimak, go to followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. And Book them now for the 2023 Lent, because Gary is very busy in Lent, and you can do that too at followingthetruth.com. Did I get it all in, Gary, or is there anything else?
You did great, Si. Thank you so much. And I always encourage people, if you need anything, just reach out to me. I'd be happy to hear from you. And I always pray for everybody who reads my work every day. So you're in my prayers. You too, Si.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you very, very much. And thanks for 4 years of this hour that we do together. Man. I hope we'll keep doing it for years. And maybe fight this plague of worry that we have, which is so contrary to the gospel. It is not what the Lord wants for his children, all this worry.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much, Si. I really appreciate you letting me come on.
Thank you, Gary. We're going to talk about papal infallibility next with apologist Michael Lofton. Your call's welcome. 888-318-7884. Right back after this.